Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, 4 o'clock hour. We're going to get the headlines. We went a little long with OG. Gino Toretta is going to join us this hour, so I want to bang through some stuff here. But I want to hear the cut from DBJ. He only did one call for us during Saturday's game. And I'm starting to see this now on Instagram, Solana. This is viral. I just saw Boban do it. That's
phenomenal. I did see that as well.
Phenomenal. So yeah. I didn't realize that that's what this was. So who is it? It's Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, it's a mashup. I forget what song, but they mashed up a Nicki Minaj song, an old song.
Right, she's got a verse. Yeah. What is it?
What's going on?
That's right. Yeah, it's Four Non-Blondes, What's Going On.
Yes.
And I said, hey. Yeah. But then they throw in a Nicki Minaj verse.
Right.
And the person who's doing, like, you're doing it with another person on the video, and then all of a sudden the person busts out the Nicki Minaj verse. You know, they lip sync it. And I just saw Boban do it, and it was fantastic.
He can do anything.
So, here's what we gave DBJ on Saturday.
I bees in the trap.
All right. Let us hear what Don Bailey Jr. did during the Miami Hurricanes radio broadcast, executive produced by Victor Bermudez. Let's hear how this transpired on the air.
What are they going to review? How do you review a whistle? By sound? This is really good. The referee blew the whistle, I think.
Hey, that's why Miami, that's what Mesidor is pointing back. We stopped.
This is a makeup call for SMU? Oh, boy. Only in this league could we have stuff like this happen.
I bees in the trap. That's what I feel like, Joe.
What? What?
Give me a little bit of
give
a jam.
Give it to me how you do it.
I bees the bees.
He's about to be.
His knee's not down.
His knee's not down, but the question is, did they blow the whistle?
That's fantastic. I heard someone in the booth there giggle, too. I don't know who that was. I don't know if that was Victor. I don't know if that was Steph. Like, somebody giggled.
Josie didn't know what happened. Josie doesn't know what DJ said, and it sounded like people were just cracking up in the background.
Bees in the trap. All right, that was good. Nice job out of DBJ.
That was good.
Great. That was excellent. All right, let's do headlines so we have enough time with Gino. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
Before I get to any official headlines, we have some audio that we have to play. A couple different things have transpired over the past couple hours here. Yesterday, we showed some much-deserved love to FIU and head coach Willie Simmons. Crowder said something during that entire clip, and I'd uploaded it to socials, where he said, man, Willie could go. He looks like, you know, he's not somebody you want to mess with. And Willie Simmons was asked about that this morning. The head coach of FIU was asked about Crowder's comments.
Really?
This is what he had to say.
No, I saw that clip today, and I'm still trying to figure out what Channing meant by that. so if anybody knows Channing Crowder, maybe ask him what he meant by nobody wants to run up on me after the game. I'm not a big guy in that regard. I mean, I think I'm decent size, but I don't think I'm physically imposing enough to where I scare people from coming up on me. So maybe something getting after the officials or something like that. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, well, listen, just the way that he says – hey, I don't know what he's talking about means that he could kick your ass sideways.
Yes, that's the swag is there. He explained what he didn't know right with the answer, why he didn't know. He just got that. Listen, don't come up and say nothing crazy at me. You know what I'm talking about, Coach. Coach, you're going to hear this. If somebody sees you, and I've seen you very intense on the sideline, nobody's coming to argue with you. I said this way, Willie. You done slapped somebody before, Willie. And I don't even know you that well. The last guy you slapped is not going to talk to you again the rest of your life, Coach.
The guys who slap someone are the guys who say, I don't know why anybody's scared of me, man. I don't impose my will on someone. Look at me. I'm like, those are the guys that you got to be careful of. Willie's that guy.
Willie doesn't lock his car. He just leaves it open. I wish somebody would take my car.
Yeah.
I wish a dude would run up on me in his parking lot. Yeah.
Yeah. You heard of people protecting their car with the club? I got club and club. I protect my car.
Yeah, Willie's not nervous leaving a function late at night.
Anybody have the club anymore?
No.
Man, you couldn't go out without the club back in the late 80s, early 90s. You couldn't go out without the club.
You had locks on your doors, but it was extra protection? I remember when it blew up.
Remember it went over the steering wheel, so you couldn't steer the car once you broke into it.
It had a separate key, and it would lock over the steering wheel. That the CD player that you could eject and take with you.
Yeah, the removable CD player.
And you had a case for it.
Yeah, so people couldn't steal your car stereo because there was nothing to steal.
That's like the most 90s bleep ever, right? The club.
Oh, my God, the club.
The removable CD player.
Like anywhere you pulled up, you would just hear. everybody elongating the club.
The club blew up. I do remember the club.
Yeah. I have vivid memories of stepping into my aunt's Honda Accord, 1998 Honda Accord, in Kendall, leaving at Eckerd's, and her taking the club off.
Yeah, the club.
So, also yesterday, we played the viral sound of Keisha Johnson imitating a dog.
It's good.
It's phenomenal. But for some reason today, and I don't know why, I was out there with Jimmy. We had a producer meeting. After the meeting, Tobin calls Jimmy into the on-air studio, and I go back to find out what exactly Jimmy did, and they had Jimmy imitate Keisha Johnson. Here's how that sounded.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Hey. Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
We were wondering, could you give us, because Leroy apparently is comparing you to Dozier, if you could give us your best Keisha Johnson bark.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Why did you chick monkey the cheek?
You tried to find sound that wasn't there?
Go ahead, Jimmy. I see somebody's calling the hotline. He's panicking. He doesn't know what to do because we're talking to him. You can go ahead and answer,
go ahead,
Jimmy.
Go ahead. You can answer the hotline.
Oh, they hung up.
All right.
That's why the light's still ringing, right?
Star 69. As long as we're talking about stuff from the 90s.
Hey, that worked. Star 67 blocked it. That was action.
Does that still work?
How'd you feel about your dog impersonation, Jimmy?
I think it was better.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Can you run it back?
I'll try.
Yeah.
So I don't like this. According to the Sports Business Journal, the Utah Jazz home stadium, it's the Delta Center now, they have implemented a new rule. No longer are fans allowed to bring signs to games.
Don't bring signs to games anyway. What are you doing? Hey, use your time better.
Yeah, not always. Even past the point of being in somebody's way behind you that pay for their seat and they can't see, they have a, you know, impeded view. It's lame.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, hey, you know, if you got some free time before the game, I don't know, read a book, do some Mad Libs, make a mixtape. But, you know, I mean, make a sign with poster board and you don't need to do that.
Yeah. You have to make sure your club is activated.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's like that's a very sportsy thing. You're going to go to a game. Maybe it's your birthday. Happy birthday. I traveled all this way to see Tyler Hero just for him to wish me a happy birthday. Like, that's part
you know
of
what?
Being a fan.
In that instance, yeah, sometimes kids get to meet their heroes because they travel. They waited all season to go meet Steph Curry, and they hold a sign. It's my birthday. I just want to take a picture with Steph Curry, and he walks over. I take it back.
No.
Yeah, Utah, do better.
Parents are lame, too.
Nah, that's a good moment. Take that back, Utah.
They're breeding lameys. They're going to do that with their kid. This is going to go on forever. Drug addicts.
Remember you had the Argentinian kid on the sideline? Jimmy Butler, gave him the...
It was a viral story.
He went to lunch with him. He did. And then we found out the kid was doing the exact same thing at every single NBA game that he had ever been to.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's true. I didn't know that there was a twist ending to that.
I think there was a twist ending. I don't remember. Hmm. It's kind of vague now. But
yeah, stick with what works.
Let me ask you. Do y'all believe all them signs y'all see on the side of the road under the turnpike too?
What do you mean?
Hey, lost my job, 17 kids, just trying to make it. They're lying.
The people who are asking for money and help?
You think those signs are realistic?
Oh, 100%.
You're crazy.
What kind of incentive is there to lie?
To get money.
Oh, but I wouldn't give you the money if you were lying.
You don't know if that little kid from Argentina's lying.
Oh,
you don't know
I
if
know.
Jack's lying.
Trust me, I know. I see through them.
Every now and then you'll get somebody on the side of the road who just is telling you the truth. I just want money for beer. Those people,
I'll watch out for them.
Yeah, those people I'll throw a dollar or two because I admire them just being honest.
I can't give money to the people with cell phones with money. Like I can't do it. It's crazy.
Yeah, but you can't exist without a cell phone nowadays.
But you're gonna live in the street and have a city like communicate with the other.
They don't say that they live in the street. They just don't have a job. Like they probably go home to their apartment. They don't live in the street.
Mm-mm, no, I can't do it. I can't do it. You have a cell phone bill. You AT&T.
Well, that's why they need money.
No, you have Wi-Fi. You know,
that's
why
they need money.
Wi-Fi. I can't get
the Wi-Fi doesn't pay for itself.
I know. Well, you need to find another one. I'm not paying for your cell phone. That's not a necessity.
But in other words, you think everyone who's begging has absolutely nothing.
Shouldn't have a cell phone if you can't buy a sandwich.
If you're good
you shouldn't
enough,
have a cell phone,
if
Bill.
You're good enough to beg and earn a cell phone, then you should keep begging. You're doing it well.
You probably should put the cell phone away because that's a dead giveaway to me. No money.
Dead giveaway.
I'm not giving you a dime.
All right, here are some actual headlines. I don't know what happened in this segment, but here are some actual headlines.
I enjoyed it.
The Miami Heat are going to play against the Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow. They did win yesterday. The Heat have won 5 straight games. They'll play an NBA Cup game against Milwaukee at home. Yesterday was the first of 4 straight at the Kaseya Center. Norman Powell, who missed yesterday's game despite Tyler Hero's return, he has been upgraded to probable for tomorrow's game. Nikola Jokic, who's missed the last 4, he's questionable. Andrew Wiggins, who's missed the last 3, he is questionable as well. Tyler Hero 12 of 18 in 30 minutes, 24 points in his season debut. He hit the go-ahead bucket with under a minute to go, leading to the four-point Heat win.
I have some breaking news.
What's that?
I gotta wait for the breaking news sound. Will Manso just texted me. He's back to normal.
Oh, thank God.
Colonoscopy is over. Passed with flying colors. Made it safe and sound.
Thank God.
How long do you get your grade?
They give it to you instantly.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. The doctor comes in. He tells you what you found. They always find polyps. Spoiler alert. Everyone's got a polyp. Nobody runs a polyp-free colon. All right.
So there's no A pluses on the colonoscopy.
Well, I think, they go, listen, you have diverticulitis. You've got a polyp. Nothing to worry about. We'll keep an eye on it. And,
Was there like a B minus? B minus?
Well, I don't think they give you letter grades. I don't know what doctors you're going to. They give you letter grades on everything, but I haven't seen that. Are you talking about an AMR score?
It's UMR. He told me I got a C. I said, thanks.
By the way, Carson Beck named the ACC quarterback of the week.
Oh. Right.
Has he lived up to the hype?
No.
He hasn't looked as good at the end of the season that he did at the beginning of the season, but what was the hype? You didn't expect much of anything, Crowder. So it depends what you consider to be, did he live up to the hype? I mean, you came in expecting garbage.
Yeah, I came in expecting a large drop-off from Cam Ward, which I think I was correct on that, and in both the bad losses, he was part of the... He was a liability, not an asset in those
but
losses to SMU
in the big
and Louisville.
Marquee wins, he was that dude.
Did he ball in Notre Dame?
Yeah.
I don't remember him.
Yeah, he was in the Heisman hunt. Yeah, after Notre Dame and Florida and FSU.
Remember the Florida game? He really didn't have a good game. He only threw for 160 yards. He did have 205, two touchdowns against Notre Dame, but the second half, the ball wasn't moving as well as you had hoped. But I don't really put a lot of that stuff against Carson Beck. To me, a lot of that is the offense that's being called, a very conservative offense, taking the ball out of his hands. Whether or not it's because they don't trust him, I don't know. But
right. We'll ask Gino in the next segment. I mean, speaking of letter grades, Crowder, give Carson Beck a letter grade.
Oh, C.
What'd you expect coming in, though?
Probably an F.
Yeah. So he exceeded your expectations.
Yeah, but I don't know. Is the C jumping out because I watched three interceptions Louisville and one to lose the game at the end when they had a chance to win, or SMU game when I watched an interception in overtime to lose the game. Like the two bad losses, the last time the Canes touched the ball, it was in his hands and he lost the game.
Louisville, four interceptions was inexcusable, especially the last interception. I don't care whose fault it was. Shouldn't have thrown that ball. And honestly, Crowder, they shouldn't have been in overtime. They were up double digits against SMU. And,
yeah, I put that more on Mario than
for sure.
Mario played for overtime too.
That was a dumb decision. But you're in overtime. You're on the 10-yard line, and you throw it to a guy that's right behind a defender. That wasn't even a tough interception that linebacker had.
Yeah.
Just for the record, he's thrown for 2,800 yards. 22 touchdowns to just 9 interceptions this season. His quarterback rating is 164.2. His QBR is 80.9. He's not Cam Ward, but I do think those are unfair expectations for Carson Beck. I think he's had a really good season. All right, guys, your weather in South Florida right now, partly cloudy. Tonight the lows are going to drop into the mid to upper 70s. That's brought to you by Chillzone AC. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right, Gino Toretta is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk some college football with him. There is a lot going on. This is a very consequential week for the Miami Hurricanes and Hurricanes fans. So Gino Toretta will join us in the next segment, and we can ask him also his thoughts on Carson Beck as well. So do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
She'll like it too.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Gino Toretta is going to join us here. He usually joins us on Thursdays, but that's Thanksgiving, of course. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union in football and in life. It's about being on the right team. Join the winning team at local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Gino will be on the call for Touchdown Radio this Saturday night, Alabama and Auburn. And I remind you, before we talk a little college football with Gino, the best place to get geared up this holiday season with Kane's Gear is Kane's Wear in Davie, or online at caneswear.com. We were just talking in the last segment, Gino, about Carson Beck and what letter grade you'd give him, or whether, because Crowder was saying he didn't meet expectations, but I reminded Crowder his expectations for Carson Beck were the bottom of the barrel. He thought he was going to be a bust, and I think those big wins at the beginning of the season were a lot in part due to him. So I'm just curious how you look at Carson Beck's season with the University of Miami.
Well, I would say good, not great. He played better this past week. I think that the two losses are really the disappointing ones. I mean, he threw four picks in the one game and didn't play well. But they got their work cut out for him. I mean, they got an outside chance getting in the playoff. Still, probably more of a chance making the playoff than making the conference championship game. But for them to do that, they're going to have to go on the road and beat Pitt. And I just saw Pitt against Georgia Tech. Pitt has a true freshman quarterback and a true freshman in the backfield that are legit. Like I'd be shocked if Pitt was able to keep Heinchel the quarterback for 4 years, because somebody's going to be throwing some major cash his way. The kid can move. He got a nice arm. He's aggressive. Seems to be, you know, fiery leader on the field. But, you know, I would say okay. You know, he didn't have obviously a Cam Ward type season. And obviously nobody has at the University of Miami. So maybe unfair to compare that. But I think that the comparison is not necessarily just your statistics, but your record. And I think that's really what you know is most important as a quarterback, is what's your record wins and losses. And you lost a couple games where, you know, you were a pretty big favorite, you know, in those games, and you didn't have great games. So, you know, I'm not going to say it's a failure, but I think it was adequate. Yeah, we would have liked more out of it. And he can write it off if they go out and smoke Pitt this weekend. I think they got a good, darn good chance of getting in that playoff.
And Gino, do you like that approach with, like you're saying, Cam Ward? And Hawk's right, because I'm looking at Cam Ward and I'm almost like, listen, I watched him at Georgia. I watched Beck at Georgia. I'm like, he's not Cam if y'all are expecting that. But to your point, like I was saying, man, the two losses, the ball touched his hand last. And those top quarterbacks, that's what you want. You want to have the ball in your hands down by four to go win the game, or in overtime for SMU, where he's not doing that. So I guess it's almost, we're talking now about the strength of schedule versus strength of loss, where I'm putting those losses over the Notre Dame, over the Florida game, over those games, because when the game was on the line, you had the ball in your hand. It wasn't the defense having to stop them.
Oh, yeah, I would agree. I think the one disappointing thing, listen, as a player, you want to feel like, man, the guy's all in. And the most disappointing thing to me is, you know, listen, you can have crappy games. And I've had crappy games, and you just own up to it. But some of the responses, like I'm just running the plays sent in to me from the sideline, like I didn't really care for that kind of response. I mean, I don't want my quarterback telling me that. I want to tell my quarterback, here, I'm going to teach you this is what we want to run in these situations. And if, you know, 25 second clock's running down, you can get us in a better play. Get us in a better play. You're the leader out there. I'm the coach on the sideline. And I think those were probably the disappointing thing. I think the play at SMU where they're trying to throw a little dodge route, you know, to Malachi and a linebacker, like you said, it really wasn't a tough interception. I mean, you know, it was kind of a floated ball over the middle. I mean, if you're going to try to jam one in there, I don't know, my experience, I throw that damn ball as hard as I can. I mean, if I'm trying to throw it by somebody, I'm trying to throw it by somebody. So I think that he has gotten better. I think last week was one of his better performances. And listen, quarterbacks, the more reps they have in a certain scheme, the better they're going to be. So hopefully that continues. But like I said, they're going to have their work cut out for him this weekend.
But I think the question here, Gino, in my opinion, is, would you trust him in a must-win game in the college football playoff? I know right now the Canes seem to be on the outside looking in, but would you trust him to go make the play down the stretch of a game of the ACC title game, or down the stretch of a game of a college football playoff game, based on what you've seen this season?
You got no other choice. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, I get the question, like we ask, like, do you really want the ball in this guy's hands? And we've done it. Whether it's the Dolphins, the Canes, the Seminoles, the Gators, you know what? Hell, you're at this point right now, and he's your guy. I mean, remember, let's go back to that Notre Dame game, and Notre Dame handcuffed C.J. Carr. And now he was a redshirt freshman. I'm like, dude, if you pick your starter, I don't give a crap if it's the game one, game two, or game 11, or you're in the playoffs. He's your starting quarterback, so you better believe him. Else you're setting up your whole team or your whole offense to failure. So I would say, yeah, they better have the utmost confidence in him going into these last games. And if they make the playoffs, they better have confidence that, you know, you're not going to game plan around your starting quarterback, I wouldn't hope at this point in the season.
Speaking of the college football playoffs, there's obviously all, and again, it starts with the Canes beating Pitt on Saturday. And again, you broadcast Pitt last week, so you've seen them. This is not a cakewalk by any stretch of the imagination. We've seen this play out with the Canes before. I believe it was a Thanksgiving or right after Thanksgiving game against Pitt just a few years ago that they put up a stinker. But if it comes down to the college football playoffs, is there any scenario where you say Notre Dame should be in ahead of Miami if they both end with the same number of losses and Miami has beaten Notre Dame head-to-head?
I would say yes, because, listen, you have recency bias. If you're voting, you look at things that happen closer to your vote with more credence. You know, Notre Dame smoked Syracuse 70-7. They played a lot of the same opponents. And I would say the trajectory, Notre Dame has been playing better and better every week. And Miami has kind of been up and down, and then you had those kind of two stinkers in the middle latter part of the season. So I would say yes. And the committee has already told you. I mean, look at how they're ranking Miami and Notre Dame. If you're truly looking at same record, they're going to go, okay, let's look at same opponents and how you did versus those same opponents. I mean, hell, I can remember when I played in the BCS and all that, it was Florida and Spurrier running up the score, Erickson and Miami, they're running up the score. But that matters, because now you got people, the actual individuals, where the computers are out of it, where somebody's saying, well, who do I think is really playing better right now? And I would say that, yes, there is a scenario. They've already showed you. I mean, they have the same records.
Do you think that that's fair? Because I have this.
Well, fair is what you go get blue ribbons at, and you know they show
fine.
Cows,
I mean,
and horses and
I things get it.
Like that.
I get it.
There ain't nothing fair.
In other words, to say, hey, this team is playing better now, discounts the game that you actually beat that team in. And why should that be discounted?
Okay, let's go back to a couple years ago, Hawk. Florida State was undefeated.
They should have been.
And they said the quarterback's hurt. And all of a sudden, they don't make the playoffs. And it's like, you screw 99 other players on that roster because the quarterback got hurt at the end of the season. Let's take another scenario. What if Ole Miss beats Mississippi State this weekend? And on Sunday, Lane Kiffin says, peace out, I'm going to Baton Rouge or I'm going to Gainesville. What does the committee do there? Who's calling? Who's going to call the offense? I mean, he's a big reason. I mean, I would say that's more even a reason to knock Ole Miss than how they did Florida State wrong a couple years ago. So, life ain't fair, but this is why you can't leave it up to people and their judgment. And this is why, as you know, when I was at school, we weren't in a conference. And our only chance was to go undefeated. We didn't have the SEC label behind us. We didn't have that schedule. So it was like we had to kick everybody's ass and basically say, you know what? You can't keep us out. And now Miami's not in that situation right now. They don't – if they worry about all this other stuff, they're going to forget about Pitt, which they can't. They can only control what they can control. And unfortunately, they left a lot out there with those two losses. But like I said, Pitt, man, Narduzzi's a defensive coach. I sat there and watched. He would line 6-7 guys up on the line of scrimmage. He would only rush 4. Georgia Tech's O-line couldn't figure out who was coming. They dropped a linebacker on the coverage. Guy goes 100 yards with a pick. Basically kind of the same throw that Carson made earlier in the season. Miami's going to get a ton of that right now. Like that dodge route that Malachi Toney, they love throwing. Bro, there's going to be some blitzes. You're going to think it's blitz, and it's not. And it's like you have to be patient. And I would say how you take people out of blitz zone, you run the ball right down their throat. You just say, you know what? You can line up a line of scrimmage. I don't really care if you're rushing 4. I don't care if you're rushing 7. We're going to run it straight at you and just pound you into oblivion. But – you know, that's kind of what I would say. Just, you know, it is what it is, and it's you know, that we just got to wait until the committee. You know, there's a lot of things that can go their way, and have to this point, really have to this point, because they still got a shot, even with those two losses later in the season.
You bring up the committee, and it's humans and human error, almost like you're saying fair. It's whatever I think. Like, Hawk saw Carson Beck and loved him. I saw Carson Beck and was like, nah, he ain't worth a damn. It's just our opinions. But when it was a computer, everybody hated the BCS because computers don't know anything. They're just putting numbers together. Which way is the better way? I'd ask Hawk too, like, because humans make mistakes, but the computer's not smart enough to make that decision. So now there's no way to get the right 12 in?
Channing, we have to have jobs. And I like it whatever way, because then we got to talk about something. You know what I mean? It's yeah. Set up to for us to discuss and debate. I mean, I'll throw a wrench. What if Michigan goes out? Michigan hasn't lost to Ohio State in four straight years. What if they go out and beat Ohio State? Michigan and Miami are going to have the same record.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
That's going to be another team that jumps Miami. That, I mean, so it's like you can talk about all these scenarios of them trying to get an ACC championship game. That's where, okay, hopefully these other teams lose and we get in the conference championship game, win the conference. Then you're in. But, man, there's people that are ranked behind you that have big games that could jump you because, like you said, it's people saying, well, Michigan's playing better right now. Who's to say they are or they aren't? But you're gonna, people have to make a vote. They have to make a choice. And their recency bias, I mean, come on. We all know that. It's like, how great was the win in August? Yeah, it was great. Nobody remembers that win in August. People remember the wins in November. That's why when it's cutting time, you got to win in November. You got to win your conference games.
Somehow, I feel like everyone would remember the August game if Notre Dame won and they had the same schedule and the same, and this whole situation was reversed.
You remember when Notre Dame beat Miami? I mean, argument ender. They're a better team. You know what, though? I would say play him again right now. And I would say,
but I don't have to play him again. They played him already.
They also had another opponent, which I told you about a long time ago in August.
heat and humidity. They're big ass offensive
line. Oh, come on. We're not doing weather. We're not
popsicles on the sidelines.
Gino, what are we doing here? You're not doing weather.
All I'm telling you is they were eating popsicles on the sidelines in the third quarter because they were whipped by the humidity. Come on. Channing's played down here. Like the Dolphins be like,
No sense. They played. Both teams faced the same stuff. And you're saying, hey, play them again now. But we don't have to play them again now. We already played them.
But okay, so you have a head-to-head, and then you also have same opponent. So then they're going to look at same opponent.
Which one should matter more? Everyone's making
the head-to-head. But I'm telling you, recency bias.
I'm with you. I know it exists.
Yeah,
you got to ask ChatGPT. In my opinion, that's the only person that can solve this.
That'd be kind of interesting. Maybe some of the committee that throws out to ChatGPT.
Put Elon Musk on the committee. Oh, who's on the committee right now? Is Condoleezza Rice still up there?
Elon Musk is worried about counting his kids and wives and women and whatever he's counting. Come on. It's frustrating because they have a very good team, and they stumbled twice, and they were in big time games, and the ACC. Let's be honest, they don't have a team where they're like, hey, man, this is Pitt. They're 11-0 at the end of the season, and they got Dan Marino and Tony handing off to Tony Dorsett. That's where what the ACC is missing this year, because no matter what you say about the SEC, at the end of the year, hell, Alabama could still lose to Auburn. I mean, it's the Iron Bowl. Crazy stuff happens in that game. But it is a game. It is like Michigan, Ohio State, where even if Michigan stinks or isn't very good, people give credit to, the opposing team of Ohio State and the SEC. And Miami does not have that game at the end on their schedule. That's why you can't let other people decide your fate. And that's the frustrating thing, because I think they are playing better right now, and they had a great game last week. Listen, they just go out and kick Pitt's ass on the road. It's going to be
put up 70 on Pitt. Put up 70 on Pitt and make people think about that.
That will be a factor. That will be a factor. And then all of a sudden, then it is, hey, you know what? They beat they beat Notre Dame head to head. They had better wins at the end of the season, or they are just as good of a win at the end of the season.
Gino Toretta, we can hear him usually on Thursdays.
Are you opting out of Bird, by the way? Are you opting out of Bird?
Yeah, well, we're actually going up to Tampa, so we're going to a restaurant. So there's Bird on the menu. I think Lori's going to have the turkey. I think I'm probably going to go with some sort of like hanger steak.
Oh, that's hanger steak's good. Butcher's filet. Yeah.
Are you having turkey?
Hell yeah, I'm putting it on my rotisserie.
What about the lasagna?
No lasagna, no za,
spaghetti meatballs.
No, but there's Italian sausage in my wife's stuffing, so there is some Italian meats.
What else is in there? Gabagool?
No gabagool, but it's no pork. Gabagool. I mean, it's kind of the same thing. We actually bought. I'm going to try this one. I don't know if you've seen it at your favorite store, Trader Joe's. They had half turkeys, like basically just ran down the saw. And it's all seasoned, so I'm going to take another half of turkey and throw it on my smoker and just kind of see how that plays out. But I can't go with that being the main one because I don't really
you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know kind of out seasoned how it's going to turn out. You know, I know how my bird with two sticks of herb butter underneath the skin and the breast to keep it moist. I know that's going to be good, and I know the skin's going to be crispy from my rotisserie, so I know I'm good with that one.
Yeah, keep a little gabagool in the fridge just in case things go south.
I'll slice up some pancetta. There you go. Some pancetta.
Gino Toretta, courtesy of the local 519 Plumbers Union, with all the changes in how America does business, you can count on one thing, the union-trained plumbers of Local 519. Join a winning team today with Local 519 Plumbers Union, a proven path to a strong career. Visit plumbers519.com. Have a great Thanksgiving, Gino. Have a great call, Alabama and Auburn. And we will speak with you next week. And I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of stuff to talk about when it comes to college football and the Miami Hurricanes. So we'll talk to you in a week.
Yes, sir. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
There you go. Gino Toretta.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I can mash potato.
Mash potato.
And I can do the twist.
Do the twist.
Now tell me, baby.
Tell me, baby.
Do you do it like this?
Do it like this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.